If you've ever seen hundreds of sandhill cranes gliding through the air, you'll never forget it. They're very big, a wingspan of 6 feet, yet they weigh just a little more than a chicken. Every spring, thousands of sandhill cranes soar above central Washington in search of food and rest as they migrate from California to Alaska. But that's becoming a little more difficult for the birds. Correspondent Courtney Flatt has more.
Every year, 35,000 lesser sandhill cranes take a breather outside Othello, Washington. That's a lot of birds to see and hear around the Columbia Basin. Like long-distance runners, they use this break to carb load, binging on leftovers from last year's harvest, food like plowed-over corn and grains. These feasting fields will provide them with the extra energy they need to make it to nesting grounds in Alaska. Each spring, people eagerly await the crane's arrival. They spot the bird's gentle glide among a sea of Canada geese and ducks. People point out the birds in the dusky sky.
There's a whole bunch just coming in for a landing.
Jean Garwood drove more than 200 miles from Olympia to see the cranes. She says she was glad she brought some good binoculars on the trip. Better to see the gray birds with red feathers covering their heads, standing at least 4 feet tall.
The hardest part is to see the whole crane. Usually, you know, their heads are down, so it's hard to see. But I was fortunate enough to see one stick his head up, so I saw his little red head. So that made me happy. And flying overhead was fun to see that, too. And then we got to hear them really well.
The cranes began stopping here in the 1970s. That's when farmers started planting more grain fields. The birds couldn't resist the feast below. But that seems to be changing. Dan Hayes is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says many grain fields in central Washington are being converted to orchards and vineyards, and that means less calorie-rich food for the sandhill cranes to gorge on.
It's getting harder and harder to find sandhill cranes out and about in the countryside because used to be everything was a grain field, and there might be 10 cranes here, 20 there. They were everywhere, and the cornfields are getting fewer and farther between, so when you find cranes, they're usually in big numbers, but it's harder to find the cranes to begin with.
Hayes says this year's warm weather may have made the cranes migrate earlier. The birds may stick around for the next week or so. Wildlife managers aren't exactly sure if the migration has hit its peak yet. That is, until the cranes return again by the thousands next year. Courtney Flatt, Northwest Public Radio News, Othello, Washington.